This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had Adam in Erie, Pennsylvania send this in to us that he had gone to 10 consecutive Indians losses. Went last night, met you, said you were very, very nice to him.
For once.
And that the Indians won. He said, bleep superstition.
Love it. Love it. Send the superstition stuff away. Send it packing. Well, it doesn't need to belong in this existence. The Indians are good enough. They don't need your help with superstitions.
I want to ask Dave in Cleveland about superstitions. Dave in Cleveland, you're first up on the fan.
Hello. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Morning, Dave. Doing well. Go ahead.
I totally believe in superstitions, and here's a good Terry Francona story, personally. I am an Uber driver as well. I've been doing it for 3 years. I do it because I'm a caregiver for my folks. My dad is 82, had Parkinson's disease for 20 years. He was in a nursing home for the last three, and he just passed. But huge baseball fan, and that's how we connect over the years. So baseball is huge to me. And so, okay, so it's the Sunday after the World Series. It's Brown Sunday. They lose to the Jets. It's 5 o'clock. I think I'm picking up some drunken Browns fan. Turns out to be Terry Francona. And it's right after the World Series. And I've met a lot of stars, and I'm usually not starstruck, but I was freaking starstruck. It was a good thing he was on the phone. And after he, got off the phone, he was checking emails and voicemails, and I had a quick second to kind of say something. And I just thanked him profusely. And I said he just gave me and my family probably the biggest memory of my life. I told him about my dad and all this stuff. I said, I just got to watch probably the best World Series of my lifetime with my dad. And I got, it was just a great memory. And I said, it must have been a big thrill for you to have your dad throw out the first pitch at game one. And he kind of put down what he was doing. And he looked at me and he goes, yeah, it was really good. And then again, I thanked him for it.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
I said, he gave me an autograph. And I gave it to my dad, and my dad was not well, and it brightened him up. He smiled. He was in the moment. But, so now fast forward to March past, and my brother and I, we're thinking we have the autographs, and I guess we were trying to think of something cool to do. And in the spirit of the movie Major League, with Serrano and Joe Boo and all that stuff, on Father's Day, me and my brother went to my dad's grave, and we were just talking, and I had the autograph, and I buried it with my dad. And that was on, Father's Day's June
21st. Oh, my God. Some people are going to be getting a little dusty in here.
So June 21st, they were under 500, right? So now what are they, 34 over 500 right now? Some good things have been happening to me personally. My life has been like crap the last 7 years, so it's getting better. My brother's business is kicking ass right now. And I believe it's Terry Francona and my dad just hanging out right now. It's a good thing, and I believe this is all Terry Francona and the way he manages and the way he is. And it's a good thing, and I think Cleveland can maybe win 26 in a row or 27 in a row. Wouldn't that be great, man?
Dave, that'd be incredible.
That's a great story. Dave, that's a great story.
Dave, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Sure.
Dave in Cleveland calling in.
I'm telling you, the sentimental value of something like that, the autograph, the conversation you had, you obviously shared a moment. And that's the thing. So many times I'm in an Uber, and I absolutely do not want to talk to the guy at all. But when you have Tito in there, you've got an Uber driver who's going to start talking to him, and you shared a moment. And I think Tito really appreciated that. For him to even go out of his way to give you an autograph or something like that. Because the last time I was in an Uber, I think it was Rob Chudzinski driving.
What? Jeez. I don't even know what to say. Because obviously, things that I think things happen in the world for a reason.
You're saying his dad died for a reason?
Well, no. Shut up. I think that it's easy to be cynical about these things and to think about it differently in terms of, you know, this doesn't happen. And it's very easy to be cynical in professional sports in general. But you see what the Indians and what professional sports and what these teams mean to us and what they mean to each other and what they mean to our relationships. See, this is why people don't – when we start talking about, like, the Q and the syntax and things like this, these are very delicate things. And people just think, well, it's tech. No, it's not just tax dollars. And no, it's not just the hardcore dollars and cents of it. This is about emotion. This is about relationships that – I'm sure if we were to talk to Dave, I'm sure there were good times with Dave and his brother and his dad, and I'm sure there's been some down times with Dave and his brothers and his dad. And then you go back to what you had together. And that's why when we look at these teams, it is a tremendous, tremendous thing to talk about because of the relationships that they share with us, the memories that they share with us. It's why our dads were nervous to take us to our first games back in the early 90s and the 80s when they weren't doing so very well, because they wanted us to see them win, because they wanted us to appreciate them like they did and to see it the way they did. That's why it bothers us so much. We look over at First Energy Stadium and they had sucked up the room for a while and you had an embarrassment as your quarterback, and that's why it bothered us. Why would you look back at your own son and say, thank God he's not conscious enough to know this right now, and hopefully they'll be able to turn it around. That's why it means a lot to us. By the way, they're 54-25 since Father's Day.
That's all?
54-25.
A completely different team since then.
Since Father's Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.